so that's that. Right, a few features of the modern trust. First of all, you can only set up a trust for persons, not for purposes. With a few exceptions, notably charities. I could, for example, give my money to trustees to hold for the benefit of educating poor people. Now, that's a trust for purposes, and because it's a charitable purpose, that will be fine. But normally, I can't make a trust for, I don't know, for building a house, say, because the whole point of a trust is there must be someone who can enforce it, which means who can force the trustee to carry it out. And the only person who can do that is the beneficiary. And so the beneficiary has to be a person, not a purpose. The beneficiary has to be able to go to court and say, the trustee is not doing what they were asked to do. And then the court will, of course, force them to do it, if that's true. Now, there are some other exceptions, and one that will amuse you, I think, is that it is possible in England to create a trust for your pet dog or cat. And this is commonly done. Now, you might say, how is that? Because obviously the dog can't enforce a trust. It can't go to court. And all you can say is, it is what we call an anomaly. It is an exception. It has no explanation. The only reason that we're allowed to do it is because the English love their dogs and cats. Not exactly, actually. The reason is, the original trusts that were upheld were trusts for hunting. Because, of course, the English aristocracy loved to hunt. It's not allowed now, although I'm sure they still do it. But it's illegal now to hunt. But they used to hunt, you know, with dogs. And so you could set up a trust for your horses and your hounds. And that was then extended to, because they were useful animals, it was then extended to your pet dog or your pet cat, because it was held that dogs and cats are useful because they make you happy. So now you sometimes see in the papers about once a year someone who's left, you know, £25 million to their pet dog. It's very dodgy to do that. It's very, it's not a very sensible thing to do because dogs can't enforce it, in fact. So that money could very well be taken by someone else who pretends, you know, they could starve the dog but use the money. There is another problem also with pets, and that is that rule I said that you can't have them go on forever and ever. So if you had a pet parrot or a pet tortoise who can live for hundreds of years, you're not allowed to create a trust for them because it goes on for too long. So they allow dogs and cats because they know they're going to die within, say, 20 years. Okay. Next, any property may be placed on trust, tangible or intangible. That means you can touch it or not. For example, shares in a company. You can even create a trust of a trust. Well, I'm not going to get into all of that, although our students have to do that. But can you imagine, a trust itself is a piece of property, and you can put that on trust and create a sub-trust. And that sort of looks like you've got your set law to your trustee, to your beneficiary, who then becomes a set law, no, who then becomes a trustee and holds property on trust for another beneficiary. Okay. Trusts of certain types of property require particular formalities, and prime amongst those is land. You've probably noticed England and Wales are very small countries. Land is very valuable here. It's very important. More important, as I said, than people. And for that reason, anything to do with land requires much stronger formalities. I could create a trust of this pen, say, just by saying I hold this pen on trust. That would be fine. An oral declaration is enough. And that's something that sometimes surprises people who think you should have everything in writing. But you don't have to have everything in writing, because if anyone disputed the fact that I said this is on trust, I could bring all of you into the court and you could all say, yes, we heard her say it. And the court would believe you, you see, because I have witnesses. So you don't need everything in writing, but when it's land, you do need writing. Anything to do with land needs writing, well, almost anything. And as I said, it needs a deed as well, this important piece of paper. Now, the settlor can also be the trustee.